Next up, parking and parking fines. Shauna is with us this morning. Morning to you, Shauna.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you got a parking ticket, did you, at the Ulster Hospital? What happened?
I did. I was taking my mother for an appointment with the cancer unit, and it was the first appointment that we had, so we really didn't know what was ahead of us. She does have a blue badge, drove in, had a bit of a wait at the disabled parking section and drove in, asked my mum where the blue badge was, and she'd forgotten it. So, as you can imagine, sort of bigger picture, I just said, right, okay, don't worry about it. Wrote quite a comprehensive note and stuck it onto the dashboard, explained what had happened and just gave my mother's name and her address and gave a contact number whilst we were in the appointment, just to say, look, if there is any issues with this, give me a call and I'll pop out and see you just to explain. So we were about 3 or 4 hours in the hospital, actually. And when we came out, there was the £60 fine on the windscreen. So I thought, right, okay, I'll appeal it. You know, we could go home, get the blue badge, take a photo of it, upload it, send it to the company, which I subsequently did. Checked, sort of keyed in and had a look a couple of days later, and it said appeal refused, pending, something like that. So contacted them, explained what had happened and said, look, you know, I understand. I wasn't trying to rob a disabled person of the parking space. My mum has mobility issues. You know, I couldn't leave her off at the door. Once we realised we had made the error, I did put an explanation on the dashboard, but I was just told it was a bit of a computer says no. It was just, they more or less said there are large warning signs that are erected at various prominent places throughout the car park, and I just didn't conform to that. So I just said,
and remind me what you were up at the hospital for, Shauna?
My mum had she'd had an X-ray for her chest, and they'd shown up some problems with the breast. So we it was the first initial consultation with the oncologist, and it subsequently turned out they told us that day that she had breast cancer, which, you know, it wasn't a very nice experience, obviously. But it was just the lack of compassion, Stephen. You know, I just sort of said to them, and I didn't sort of play the cancer card. I don't want anybody to think that. But they just, you know, they just said, it's as simple as this. There are signs up. You have to display it. So I then asked if I could appeal the appeal. And they said, no, unfortunately, you can't. And I said, well, you know, this is just so ridiculous. We've produced all the evidence to say that we weren't trying to dupe you or anything like that. I must be able to appeal this. And the lady said, and this is why I thought of you, she just said, well, if you're living in England, you can appeal it. But if you're living in Northern Ireland, you can't appeal it.
Well, what's that about? You can't appeal it? Well, I guess that's why you have us, right?
Well, two favourite things for you. Discrimination against people in Northern Ireland and parking tickets. And I thought, right, I know a man who can get on to that.
So. I don't like discrimination against people in Northern Ireland. Let me tell you, it drives me insane when they say, sorry, not in Northern Ireland. And sorry, you can't have that in Northern Ireland. And sorry, you can't do that in Northern Ireland. And if only you were English.
Yeah, exactly.
Stuff that.
Exactly. Well,
here's what we have. We've got a result for you. Basically, you're getting your money back. So they say in a statement to us that their operative issued the notice correctly, and they go on all about that. They say that they're against able-bodied drivers abusing parking bays. They go on about that. But they say that with the evidence provided, a more sympathetic approach could have been made, so they will arrange a refund for you.
Lovely.
Okay.
I mean, it's not about the money here. It is about the sort of compassion and the sympathy and just try. I mean, it really was a case of computer says no, you know. So, it was a genuine oversight, but thank you so much. That's very, very kind of you. And thanks to Gareth. He's been speaking to me over the last couple of days. So I really just want to pass on my gratitude to him as well.
No problem. All right.
Lovely.
Sean, thanks
so
very much,
indeed.
Take care. Morning to you.